Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're here with Clive Lambert, who's the director of Futures Techs, and we're going to be looking at just where the markets are at the moment. Obviously, the charts have been all over the place, so it'll take a while for the dust to settle, but Clive's very kindly agreed to have a little chit-chat, just a little bit of, hopefully, a bit of a heads-up on where things may go over the next few days. How are you today, Clive?
Yeah, had a very busy morning and trying to pick the bones out of stuff, and obviously, yeah, do the charts mean much? They do. The bigger picture bit levels can come into play, and it's when the overall trends can be looked at. So I'm not as prepared as I'd like to be or usually am, but we'll have a, let me know what you want to look at.
First,
see what we can do, shall we?
Great. First thing was that we had the blueprint of the Brexit and June 23rd, June 24th. It was buy the rumour, sell the news. If Clinton had won, you'd agree that the market would have cooled or come back a bit. Obviously, Trump won, so it came back a lot. On that day of the 24th, the low was around 6 a.m., I think, probably for the markets, and it was about the same here as well.
Yeah, it has. All we've done since Europe's opened in equity markets, and even before Europe opened, all we've done since I've been awake, really, is rally. And the DAX, as a proxy, if you like, was down at 10,010 when it opened at 7 o'clock this morning, and is now 10,370 as me and you are talking, and it's almost got back to yesterday's low to fill the overnight gap. That is pretty significant rally, isn't it? And I think I did a tongue-in-cheek tweet earlier that said that's the biggest gap on the open that we've seen since June the 24th. Right. And what happened then, that was a low that we haven't revisited for a long time. So strong argument to say that we are almost seeing repetitive price action in that a major event risk thing has come along, and the buy dip crew have piled in and done their thing in equities.
Right. So let's say 10,200, I think, was the low area before. We've seen the DAX bounce off the 200-day moving average. Effectively, I think it's just above 10,000. On the FTSE, I think a little bit higher, maybe towards 6,900.
Well, I'll just say one more thing about the DAX. Yeah. There is a bigger picture 38.2 retrace. If you take the low from February, the range of the year, the low in February to the high in at the end of October, the 38.2 retrace of all of that is 10,010, which was the low overnight. So that's pretty amazing to me. It looks like we're going to retake the gap, get back into yesterday's range, and then we'll look for 10,500, and then we'll look for the highs again, I guess. That's what seems to be unfolding here.
So basically flushing out the longs and, flushing out the shorts yesterday, flushing out the longs today is what's happened.
Yeah, it's a bit like that, I guess. I think any... It does. I mean, it's a remarkable recovery, but it's not unprecedented because we saw a similar kind of thing happen only two or three months ago.
Right. I just want to go on to cover the other markets. The currencies, anything stick out for you there? I mean, we saw cable hit 125, just under 125.50, which retested last week's resistance, and we're back now centered
and then just straight back to 124.
Yeah.
And 123.30 is the top of that range that we were stuck in for a few weeks, prior to last week. So let's have a look and see what happens when we get to 123.30, 123.50. Will we see buyers return there to try and will we see that pushing higher again and trying to head to 128, which was what we were doing prior to the US election getting in the way, and so I mean this is one that's there's two, both sides of the currency are very much in play, aren't they? You've got the it's been the dollar story this week, but before then, it was the cable, the sterling side of it that was the that was pushing things around. Once the dollar settles down, will we get back to this situation where sterling, the sterling side of that ledger, of that pair, becomes the dominant factor again? And what was that trying to do? That had broken a downtrend line and looked like it was going to try and head to 128.
Right, I just want to mention dollar yen quickly, and then gold.
We were there. Dollar yen. All right, dollar yen. What got all the way down to 101? Let's have a look. The overnight low was 101.19. I actually woke up, you know, at 3 o'clock, and I saw this. This was, you know, where was it? At 3 o'clock, it was down at. It was at 103 something, and I thought it looked cheap there. Well, it got a lot cheaper, but now it's rallied again. 103.80. I would be watching as resistance. If we can get back above there, I think we'll retest 105.50. We're seeing signs of buyers returning again in that one.
So would that be your trade of the day?
Goodness me. What, buy a break above 103.80? Let's see if we can actually achieve that. Yeah, why not? Go on then.
Thank you. Much appreciated, Clive.
Did you want to look at gold as well?
Yeah, quick look at gold as well.
Yeah, gold. 1310's been the level I've been keeping an eye on in this one. We spiked right through there up to 1338 overnight, but that was short-lived. There's a downtrend line at 1328. If we're below 1310, I still think we're stuck in this an area of uncertainty. So the bulls need to get us above 1310 and 1328 to say this is a bullish, the promise it's shown lately is can be built upon. For now, we'll be back below 1310, and things are looking a little bit on rocky ground for gold.
Clive Lambert, Director at Futures Tech, thank you very much for being a good sport and looking at the markets when they're in disarray. Hopefully we can speak to you again next week when things have settled down a bit.
Okay, have
Thanks
a good
lot,
day.
Thank
I'd
you.
Say to everyone, just be careful out there, eh?
Thank you.
Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.